This is Harry Hoag Football, the original Redskins fans podcast. On today's show, we talk about another debacle of a game between the Washington Redskins and the San Francisco 49ers. We also talk about who's going to play in the game this week against Dallas. And much more live with Aaron and John. Yo, 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 what's up, John?
Yo, 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 what's up?
Excellent!
Welcome, everybody, to Harry Hoag Football numero 598, in which we get to talk about Dallas Week, the Arakpo episode.
Cupcakes!
He's a cupcake man now. That's where he's making his fortune, right?
Yeah, really.
You know what? We need to start off the podcast with...
We are the commanders.
We command disrespect all over the league, dude.
Oh, and it's going to be so... It's going to be so bad tomorrow. This has the potential to be a record-breaking day for Dallas.
Oh, yeah, it does. Oh, hey, look in our chat rooms on this special Saturday non-prime edition, primetime edition of Harry Hoag Football. We've got Andrew from Ireland, is that correct, in there? And Bryce Versa. Congratulations to Bryce Versa for the championship in the Harry Hoag Football Fantasy Football League this year. He'll be getting his trophy, the Cheeseman Trophy. And whatever money is left over from the people paying in their $5, although a bunch of people haven't paid. So if you haven't paid, contact me about sending in the $5 or else we're ripping off Bryce Versa. Bryce, did he really? Oh my gosh, dude, we have to do it.
Yellow cake.
Yellow cake. Yellow cake.
Early in the morning. Yellow cake.
Mark Brunel's. Yellow cake. Yellow.
Oh, man. I can't wait for this game to be done tomorrow.
Yellow cake. dude, here's what I have to congratulate Ron Rivera, because for the first time since like 2017 or 2018, we've had an entire season with only one (parentheses) starting quarterback, and that's not by his design, but he did pull it off. I also have one other thing to say about Ron before we get into this.
Oh man, I can't wait.
Dude, someone in the press meeting with him, man, this weekend basically was like, did you know if you win you can go 500 on your career? And he like pretended that he didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, how can't make the playoffs?
He also doesn't know that we still can't make the playoffs. We're out of the playoffs.
Not have a job,
dude. He's going to that golf course. Where did you say he has a house? On some fancy
Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach. All right, dude. He's going to be hanging out there because that's what I would be doing. What is he, like 63, something like that?
Somewhere around there. Yeah.
Millions of dollars. For sucking?
I mean, he's going to get paid for next year, right? He's got one more year in the contract.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Don't they kind of keep the coaches' contracts like on the down low? Like you don't hear as much about the deals as with players. It's not as public.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they talked about it when he got the contract. They didn't talk about how much he was going to suck.
Dude, he relates everything to Cam Newton. Have you noticed this? Well, we had our guy, and he was good for 7 years, and then the injuries, you know. We had our guy. Like, he started talking about how important it was to have a good quarterback, and dude, I'm not prepared to do this this week. We'll save it for the post Ron Rivera podcast next week. But we should go through all of his draft picks
Oh, yeah.
and relate them to busts. Like, how many bust draft picks did he have? Like, his best draft pick, arguably, was Terry McLaurin, and the only reason he drafted him is because Dwayne Haskins, the late
Of all
Dwayne
people.
Haskins, told him to bring his friend in from Ohio State. Not because of the
I
scouting
mean,
or him.
right, yeah.
Oh, you think he's going to be good? Okay, we'll bring him in. Sounds good, Terry.
And it turned out he ended up really being the first round pick we needed.
Chase Young was the second overall pick. What quarterbacks could we have gotten at that point? I don't know.
Tua.
Oh, we could have? Could we
Wasn't that the
have?
second pick? Wasn't that the second pick? No, he was the first
He
pick,
was the
wasn't he?
first. We were the second. Remember, we had to lose that game that we were at, that we were
Yeah,
at.
we were at that game.
Oh my gosh. At the time, we were cheering when we kept him out of the end zone, but in retrospect,
Boy, that mattered. That mattered a lot. Justin Herbert was out there, but he wasn't really talked about as being good, as being, I mean, he's kind of like the, I don't know. Do you think he's in the, I guess he's in the top third of quarterbacks in the NFL?
A, he's doing better than our quarterbacks, and B, he's doing better than Chase Young. So there you go.
Yeah.
Y'all wouldn't have kept Tua, he says. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just gonna leave the Bryce versus Yellow comment up there the whole show. All right, so we'll get into that next week, the whole Ron Rivera legacy that he's left.
As we talk, talk about his wonderful legacy of awesome players and mediocre to bad football.
I think was it you that was telling me earlier this week that the only time he had a winning record was like once, like the 1 year? Or
No,
no.
he had a winning record like two or three. I think 3 seasons. I can't remember.
No, I
I know we
think.
had the 15-1 with the Panthers the year they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so that gave him, even if he only went 500 for like 5 more years, 6, 7 more years, that would have given him above 500. So that shows how bad he sucked since then. Right? Like if you're 15-1, and then the next year you go 8-8, 8-8, 8-8, 8-8, you'll just be above 500 for forever, but he's obviously gone below that to get him to the point where he can might get back up to 500. I don't even
Yeah,
want to do.
he goes up like up the big peak and then way down the valley and then it just kind of rounds down to the hill to the end of his career, which is going to be tomorrow.
Dude, what's up, Chin in
Only
Nova
a day
Scotia?
away. What's up?
Dude, this game, how does this sum up our
Oh, yeah.
fortune as fans, right? Everybody knows that if we lose this game tomorrow, it will greatly benefit our draft pick. But why does the
Yes.
last game have to be against Dallas? Why can't it be against, I don't know, 30 other teams besides Dallas? So now you're making us as fans watch the game against the team that we hate. Like, why can't it be against the Chargers? You know, like some like team that we don't care about, you know? But no.
You wouldn't have said this in 2012 because we were at the game where RG3 beat Dallas and won the division.
Yeah, interesting thing. I was listening to Al Galdi yesterday, and he put that Dallas game right below the 72 and 82 championship games as Washington-Dallas games that, as far as importance go. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, I think he's right. Because whoever won the division and went into the playoffs, and whoever lost went home, Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were there, dude. Oh, it was so much different feeling at the stadium, even Man. Then, after we'd already sucked for a long time, than it is now.
Yeah.
Dude, we went in there like, we're winning this game.
Like, you, especially, you were just like, no, dude. Because I think I was like, you know, being worried about it, because, I mean, you know, it was win or go home, as mm-hmm. like you said. And you were like, no, dude, we're winning this game.
Yeah. It was like everyone in the stadium, well, apparently except for you, was kind of under the same thought. Like, everyone was marching into the stadium like this determined look, like, we're going to kick their butts. Dude, I'll be right back. I'm going to close the door because my dogs are barking. Talk amongst yourselves and vice versa. You can yellow cake them for a minute.
Who lets the dogs out? Aaron. Oh, yeah. That game in 2012, that was such an important game. And, I mean, it really was. You know, even just what a great game. What a great game. Anyway, yeah, even then, FedEx Field, Jack Hankook Stadium, at least that game, at least, it was really rocking.
Yeah.
But, man, we went to that game earlier this year against the Giants with the 6 turnovers.
Oh, my gosh.
And, I mean, tomorrow it's probably going to look like the games in Arlington, Texas, not Virginia.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it is. Dude, first of all right, so we're in kind of a conundrum as fans, and there's been all this talk, like... I generally listen to Al Galdi's podcast and fast forward through all the commercials, which are almost as much as when he was on the radio now. But I know he has to, you know, support his family and everything. So I'm not,
right.
I'm not, you know, knocking him too much for that. But anyway, I listened to Al Galdi, and the whole week he's like, we have to lose. We have to lose. We have to lose. We have to lose. And it's like, dude, we know, but you don't have to rub it in. You don't have to say it every 2 minutes. We hate Dallas. We hate Dallas. You don't have to say, oh, but we got to lose this game. But we got to lose.
Man.
We got to lose. It's like, no, we don't. Oh, my gosh. It's sold out tomorrow?
Yeah. How about that?
Oh, it's all Dallas. They want to, like, whoop up on us at home. And you got all those, like, bandwagon fans, you know? Or the ones that like Dallas and Washington just to spite the city. You know, those spiteful people. You know what I'm talking about.
Spiteful.
They're spiteful, dude.
Spiteful. You could also say that all right was a spiteful person because he was from Dallas, but he rooted for the Redskins.
He is.
He was a contrarian. That's what they're
contrarian.
He's a contrarian.
Yeah. So all these people in Washington that are Dallas fans are contrarians, is what I'm getting at. But they're Dallas fans, so they don't know what that word means. Hey, we've got Filthy Lucre. Have we? Is that new guy? I haven't seen him in here before. Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because we mispronounced
Recently.
It. Okay, Filthy Lucre. Well, welcome to the podcast. From Washington State, so he can get the mug, dude. You have to get the mug, Filthy Lucre.
Aaron's talking about the mug with Washington State with the W. That's, if you're watching, you can see it over my shoulder here. Superimposed. And they put it on Washington State because that pretty much summed up the whole Dan Snyder existence.
Yeah,
right there.
And they were selling it at the stadium, and J.P. Finley, like, was no, it was, what's the other kid, the funny kid that's not there anymore? What was his name?
Oh, man.
Pete Haley.
Pete Haley.
He was like, there it is. Chin in Nova Scotia just put it into the Discord room, and I don't think I have a good way of bringing that up on the podcast. Filthy Lucre, and everyone else in the YouTube room, if you guys, why can't Firefly get into the YouTube room? Just click on the live podcast room, dude. Click on it.
Huh.
You should be able to go in. But anyway, you should be able to go in, Firefly. I have no idea why you would be jacked out of there, but you can ask Andrew Bryce, whatchamacallit, Bryce versus Chen in Nova Scotia for help right now. But anyway, Filthy Lucre and everyone else that's in the YouTube room, if you guys want to join our little community, just go to tinyurl.com/HarryHF, and you can see people in there putting up the picture of the Washington State outline.
He's in. Oh, he's all in. Right.
With the Redskins logo on it.
The Washington football. No, I guess it's the Commanders logo. This one.
Chen in Nova Scotia banned him from the room. Chen, maybe are you messing with Firefly? Do I have to give you a timeout again? Anyway, he said, I am not. And then he got and then he got banned for putting in too many caps. Anyway, back to the Redskins. This whole cheering, the whole thing with Al Galdi, like, building up, saying how we have to, like, pull for Dallas and stuff, it's like, do we really? Or do we just sit and watch the game and, you know?
Yeah.
Like, numbly
No one's going to, like, sit there and pull for Dallas.
No one's going to actively pull for Dallas.
Yeah, at all.
It's more like, it's just something you got to do, like
let the bad coaching do its thing. Yep, you got it right, Chen.
Yeah, let the bad coaching do its thing. It's all you can do.
But it might be, dude. This could be a record-setting like game. Like the Cowboys could just, I bet it's not going to be that way because I bet they'll go up enough that they'll start pulling their starter out.
Exactly,
because they're playing for the division title.
Yeah, it's not going to be a record game. If they go up 3 or 4 scores, they're going to start sitting people. And we don't have anyone playing, dude. We were trying to look at the injury report before the game here. And I know how to bring this up. I got to figure out how to bring up the pictures from Discord. I'll work on that for next week. But if I bring this up right here. 4 players are ruled out for the final. Jonathan Allen's out.
Oh, man, really?
Let me get down to the actual report. Here it is.
Oh, man.
Here's the actual report. The command is. So, Jonathan Allen is out. Cam Curl is questionable. Casey Tuhill is questionable. He didn't practice, him or Cam. And Wiley is questionable. I don't know if it would be a bad thing if he sat out. But we sent Tariq Castro-Fields to IR after he had that encounter with Trent Williams on the sideline and, like, just fell over, I guess, from Trent's breath. I don't know what it was.
Aaron texts me. He goes, Trent just breathed on him and he fell over.
Yeah, it was like, Tariq, come on, dude.
Oh man!
And that's how good he is.
That guy had 2 penalties in games past, just in the last few games, where he like ran out of bounds and then ran in bounds, like on kickoffs or something or punts. I don't know. He sucks, man. That guy's terrible,
dude. But how much do we miss Trent Williams if he can just breathe on a defender and knock him out of the game? Anyway, I think he has a concussion, so I hope he's all right in all seriousness. But he's out.
Boy, that Tariq Castro-Fields guy, just watch him, like all the mistakes he was making on the field, like week in and week out. And that just shows how the bottom of our roster, quote unquote, how bad those people are. And like they might get on like 3 or 4 other rosters, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Dude, I'm wrong.
But I mean, they're not going on like 49ers or, you know, do what?
He didn't have a concussion. It says he has a shoulder injury.
So really?
Trent Williams somehow injured his shoulder by breathing on him. That's all I'm saying.
Well, a few plays before that, some people said he got held there. Josh did. It could have gone either way. But, like, you can see Trent Williams against big old Trent Williams against teeny tiny Castro-Fields one-on-one in a block behind the play, like behind where the running back was going through. And he kind of spun him around like a top. Kind of holding, kind of not. It just depends on what ref you have that week, I guess.
Yeah.
But maybe when he got kind of spun like a top by Trent Williams, maybe that just pulled the shoulder out of whack.
Dude, maybe if that wouldn't have happened and the refs would have called that a hold, we would have actually won the game. Just saying.
Maybe.
We are the commanders.
Oh, every time I hear that, it makes me laugh. Oh, man.
It's like a surprise, like you're kidding, right?
It's like a fake surprise. I'm kidding. You're kidding, right?
Because that Craig. Like,
oh, Craig, whoa, that's crazy. I had no idea.
Yeah. That Craig Melton dude is like. He's a huge Redskins fan, supposedly. So, you know, he was like, that name sucks, but I'm on national television. I have to pretend it's something good.
Ha
ha! It's going to live in infamy, dude.
Ha ha! Oh, man.
Is this true? CJack17 is reporting that they brought Cheeseman back?
No.
For real?
No. Well.
Oh, it's a joke. Okay. He's spreading BR. C-Jack's about to get he's about to get time out for 1 minute.
Yeah, they do not want. I don't know if we'll see Cheeseman come back in the NFL again. I don't know if he'll play it or if he's just going to go into dentistry, which is apparently what he was at Michigan for before he got drafted by Ron Rivera.
I'm putting him in timeout for spreading BR for 1 minute.
You're like the teacher of the kids leave the classroom and they're like, I hate him.
I hate that guy. He put me in time.
I hate you.
Dude, I just put C-Jack's in timeout. Look, it's got a little, if you look in Discord, it's a little red like clock on his icon. Oh my gosh. Chen's in there like, time out. You gave it to me. You gave it to me. All right.
Oh, man. So in our Discord room, it's all like, you know, Redskins fans, Washington football fans, Commanders fans. You guys want to go in there, you can go to tinyurl.com/HarryHF. That's HarryHF.
Just know that if you mess with me by spreading lies, or as we call it, BR, Bleacher Report, on live podcast, you will get a timeout for 60 seconds.
Maybe we should. I wonder if we should change BR to be a Florio. Because Florio is so bad at what he does. He spreads so many lies. Like, but that's the truth he's being told by like players and agents and managers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but you know. He seems to be the guy that they give that. They know if someone's got to put something out, and he'll put it out there. And I mean, no one really believes him about just about anything. He was good that he hated Dan Snyder, though.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we've got a new listener that I haven't seen before. Samantha Royer is in here, saying Trent, the name, that W behind John. This team is trying to kill me. You ain't lying. Speaking of, you ain't lying. It's been trying to kill me for 20 some years. When we started this podcast, I didn't have any of this gray at all. I get one new gray hair every time they lose. So I'm getting a lot. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I think I've said on here before that I blame Dan Snyder for my heart transplant.
I blame Dan Snyder for a lot of things. But I blame Ron for some of them. And that is why after tomorrow.
Cut! Yep. Heck yeah.
We haven't said.
Cut! Cut!
Do we really need to talk about the game against the 49ers? Much?
Well, we talked about Castro Fields.
We didn't talk about the overall game.
Dominated stuff.
Oh yeah, I wish we had him back.
Man, Scott was in there as what, the right tackle? Man, he had a bad game. Yeah, Terry McLaurin got that TD. That was nice to see that he can. How many yards is he on?
Terry's still playing. Right now? Supposedly, yeah, he only needs like 54 yards to break 1,000 again. So let's just throw it to him until he does that, please.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
That's about the only highlight of the entire season. I don't know. We're going to get a whooping tomorrow. We don't. Our defense was already.
We're going to get boat race, man. Dude, no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
We have no one playing on defense. No one. We signed Whiteside the second. Remember him from preseason? I think he's playing.
We also signed Abdullah Anderson, tackle, and Benning Potato, also defensive tackle. Guys who've been up and down a couple of times.
Firefly's asking if we still have Wild Goose. Dude, I don't know.
I thought he was in this game, and it was somebody else wearing number 37. I was like, I can't really see what his name says, but it looks like it might be Wild Goose.
Dude, I'm going to the roster, because I have no idea who's left on this thing. We also don't know how accurate it is, because I'm going to...
We are the Commanders.
.com. Speaking of, what's our name going to be? We got to get the whole new name kit going so that Josh Harris and the boys don't forget that we still want a new name. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything. I mean, everything needs to get flushed down the drain. All the rest of the Dan Snyder crapola getting sent down the drain. And I don't know. I think we're gonna know a lot more about what's going on in like the next 72 hours.
Yeah. I'm going to look at the unofficial depth chart. You know that Ron Rivera has not updated this. Okay, I'm going to the defense. So,
Jabril Cox.
According to this, let's see here. According to this, our defense is going to be let. Well, Casey Tuhill's injured, right? So Andre Jones Jr., is he still even on the team? He's going to be our starting defensive end? This can't be right. Leffe Obata's been out forever. They haven't updated this, dude. They haven't updated this at all. Let me go to the roster.
I think Obata's on like the injured reserve, isn't he?
Dude, what you know what would be awesome is if we clicked on a picture at like the coaches tab here on Redskins.com. And it just had a picture of like a box with like binders and stuff thrown into it and a door. And that was it. Ron Rivera, door. Eric Bieniemy, door.
Cut!
Nate Kazar, door. Anyway, enough of messing with these guys until next week. I was going to where? The roster.
Unofficial depth chart.
No, the roster. Did you know we have a guy on our team? Anyone? Named Caillou Blue Kelly. Here he is.
I did not know that.
Anyway, he's on the team. This Jalen Harris guy I kept seeing and being like, who is this dude? He's number 56.
Jalen Harris. Yep.
Anyway, who is
Caillou Blue Kelly.
Who is
this guy?
Does
that name sound familiar?
I feel like the beginning of Major League when they're like, who are these guys?
This guy is dead.
Mark him off then. Who's Julian Good-Jones?
Yeah. Who's David Mayo?
Oh, we know who he is. He's Chin's favorite player. He's from Texas State, San Marcos.
Is Benning Potato really listed as 79R?
Where?
On the roster. Do we have two 79s on the team?
We can't. We're not allowed to after preseason.
Yeah.
Where's Benny? Man. I don't even see Benny Potato on here.
He's on there. He's just after Terry McLaurin.
Oh, there like he is. Yeah, he's listed as 79R, so they haven't even changed that. Oh, my gosh.
What the hey?
Anyway, I don't know who's going to be playing in this game, but I know they're going to suck. All right, so there he is, Nick Whiteside. He was re-signed to the active roster. He played at his He played his college ball at Saginaw Valley State.
Nice. I believe that's a Division II school.
All right, let's get into the Wild Goose was not in there. Thank you, Chin. That's where we were going, and I got sidetracked as usual because I don't want to talk about this game because it sucked. I don't want to talk about tomorrow's game because it's going to suck. But by Tuesday, when we're back on this podcast, we should be able to talk about a lot of news, like trimming all the fat, starting over. I see Riles has joined the YouTube room. We need Dallas to beat us, but I kind of think we could actually win. I don't know, dude. There's no one on defense. And I think it could get ugly. But like you were saying, John, I think what they'll do is they'll go up by a couple scores.
Or three. Or four.
And then they'll rest people. Firefly wants to get into the whole off-season thing. First of all, I wanted to bring this up to you. You didn't see him play, but I thought that Penix Jr. looked incredible in that game last week. Speaking of off-season people here. Chin's like, let's get into the off-season. I was kind of thinking the same thing. Like, maybe we shouldn't get into all that. About what's going to happen until after tomorrow when Ron's fired and we can talk about potential coaches. But I did want to throw out there that I heard that Jim Harbaugh hired a NFL agent last week.
It could be interesting. It's going to be very, very interesting. What happens in the next couple of days.
Yeah, but we'll save that. We'll save that talk.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and finish talking about this crappy game and let people get on with their lovely weekend until they have to deal with tomorrow afternoon's misery.
By the way, the game is at 4:25 tomorrow.
Yeah. They wanted to make it as close to prime time as possible so that everyone that saw Dallas destroy us on Thanksgiving could possibly see that again. In prime time, or close to prime time.
Prime time.
Oh, he has games and kicks, and they're well thought out. Okay, because I didn't well think out mine. In fact, I don't even know who it's going to be, but let's just go ahead and go into those, dude. Figure it out as we go.
Oh, I know who mine's going to be.
I'm hitting the button. There it is.
And now, the coveted and ever elusive Game Ball Award.
Game Ball Award, as usual, is brought to you by our friends at Dick's Pitch. Remember to re-dip at the half, Dick's Pitch, for all you wide receivers and running backs out there. Learn how to one-hand catch. Backs. You want to know how the pros catch one-handed? Dick's Pitch on their gloves. Remember to re-dip at the half. All right, here we go. Available at Dick's Sporting Goods and all other fine sporting goods stores. Okay, now that we've got our sponsor out of the way. Andrew, you can't give out your game ball before we do ours. That's the rules. I'm going to give you a timeout.
I hate you.
I hate him. He's such a power-hungry guy. He keeps giving timeouts just because. I'm going to give all these dudes timeouts if they don't stop. Okay. Here we go.
Timeout!
Here's the thing. I don't know if Kenny Ken knows this or not, but since he's in there as a moderator, he can give timeouts.
He's
a moderator, dude.
He came on YouTube.
Oh, he did. Because he's like out with his family or something today. He wants to hear We Are the Commanders. I played it like 10.
We are the Commanders.
Ha ha!
All right. Let's give our game balls. Let's get back on course here. Okay. All right. I'm going to give my game ball to... you give yours first. I got to think about this.
I'm giving mine to Terry McLaurin because he caught the touchdown.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to give mine to B-Rob because dude averaged 8 yards a carry even though we never hand him the ball. He bounced back from that injury really well, and I think he's going to be a big part of this going forward. One of our players next year. I don't think we really need to worry about running back between him and maybe get a lower round dude. But for now, I thought he had a good bounce back game. So anyway, see you, Kenny. Have a great day. And just for you, one more time. So that's who mine's going to. B-Rob. Now we can go to everyone else that's putting theirs in. Let me go back up here. It is, let's see. We have games and kicks. Like, I have games and kicks, dude. And they're well thought out. Okay, Andrew is giving his to B-Rob because he's sick of giving it to Tress. Okay.
Okay, fair enough.
Firefly, our friend from Scotland, you know, the guy that is going to be the subject of the new hit HBO television show, Firefly, about the guy that, the rugby fan from Scotland that becomes a head coach of the Washington Redskins.
You're going to confuse so many viewers.
It's like the reverse Ted Lasso is what we call it. Anyway, so he gives, Firefly's giving it to Terry.
Jen.
Samantha Royer is giving her game ball to herself for actually watching it, and we can give all of ourselves one tomorrow for the same reason. Yeah, good for you for watching and making it through.
Shannon, Nova Scotia chose Sam Cosmi.
Who thought this out, too? Oh, it doesn't even fit on my little screen thing up here. I thought he played very well against a good 49ers defensive front. He handled the blitz well, kept his defender at bay for the most part in pass protection, and did a great job of opening up lanes in the run game and getting out on screens. He's been our best lineman by a mile this season, and he deserves some recognition. I'm glad you brought that up, because I put this in the Discord room earlier today. According to PFF, and we know how John feels about PFF, Samuel Cosmi over the last 3 weeks, I heard this on Al Caldy, has been rated the highest rated offensive player in the league, not just on the Commanders. He has been, all I'm saying is this, if he has been playing well, even if...
I think he has been playing well. I'm not trying to discount him at all. I'm just discounting PFF.
Okay.
100%.
Anyway, regardless of your feelings of PFF, he has been playing well, and that bodes well going forward. So when we do our Ron's good and bad picks, you know.
Remember, he was a tackle before.
He got moved over. But if he got drafted as a tackle, he may have gotten drafted too high for that position. But
he got drafted as a tackle. If I remember correctly, he was drafted as a tackle and not a guard.
Didn't Scherf also? Or am I wrong on that? No, he got drafted as a guard. He got drafted as a guard.
Yeah. He knew he was switching to guard in the NFL. For some guys, they just do so much better when they're on the interior of the line.
Yeah.
Rather than being the tackles. And he's kind of proven it this year. Absolutely. What's his face? That humongous guy that played for the Giants did the same thing. Offensive lineman. What's his name? That everyone was like, where is he? Why isn't he playing for us again?
I don't know. I can see his face because he had like that baby face.
Yeah, but he was a tackle and he was terrible. Terrible. And then he moved to guard for us and we were just like, whoa, you're fantastic. And he left.
And then he left, but then we brought him back, didn't we? No, not Shore Pordonish. He sucked. Man.
Shore Pordonish.
He was one of the few dim spots on our good team in the golden years. The guy a few years, it was like 2 years ago. I can't think of his name. Eric something, wasn't it? Eric Flowers. Eric Flowers. That guy.
Yeah,
that guy.
It was Eric Flowers.
Eric Flowers, yes. Let's get back to our games and kicks. Why is Firefly just saying rugby? Anyway, Bryce Versa, the 2023 Harry Hog Football Fantasy Football League champion. If you haven't sent in your $5, send it to me so I can send it to him. Or just send it straight to Bryce Versa at this point.
He's going to keep it like checks for $5 in the mail.
it's coming in.
Grandma. That's awesome.
What if like we at Harry Hog Football wrote him one of those giant checks, you know, like on publishers sweepstakes or whatever, publishers clearinghouse? It's like, here you go, Bryce Versa. It's that guy from like the Bud Light commercials
with that, like the skinny, is it skinny antennas, like, you know, or the skinny microphones, the really skinny like wire ones,
like Bob Barker like from Price of Bob Barker
yeah, yeah,
from
like
Price
Bob
of Right. Here you go, Bryce Versa, the 2023 Harry Hog Football League Fantasy Football League champion. A check for $5. And your Cheeseman trophy. The Cheeseman trophy. I got to make that Cheeseman trophy. I'll do that this week. Anyway, so he's giving his to Jacoby for being injured after being named starter.
I think he should really be giving that to Josh Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have no idea. I'm not at Redskins Park or at FedEx Field except for the one game where we threw six turnovers or had six turnovers. But I fully believe that Josh Harris went in and was just like, you're injured, you're not playing him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's it. That's all he did. That's all he said.
Like, he didn't even, like, you mean he went around Rivera? Or did he tell Rivera that he was injured and not playing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was like, he was like, Jacoby, you're not playing. Ron, he's not playing.
He's injured. He's tight.
He got injured in practice today.
But we only did a walkthrough. He tripped.
but.
He's Josh, not playing.
Josh.
Do you want me to fight paying your salary next year? Okay. He's not playing. I mean, I think I'm in on that conspiracy theory. In fact, we said it before it even happened.
I think he probably had to deal with that in Carolina with Richardson as well. The
Guys, we're growing here.
Guys.
We're growing and developing and have only been able to coach the last 5 weeks. And it's been great. We've gone 0-5 and it's been great. It's been really great to just be able to focus on coaching. I've been managing for 4 years.
We are the Commanders.
Me, hold up keychain. Warm up the bus. Because Ron Rivera is coming. He's going home. He's going back to Pebble Beach.
Doug, what is it? We are the Commanders.
Okay, enough of that. People are getting annoyed with us. Okay, should we go into the kicks? Are we good?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. I think this is it. It's time for this week's Kicking the Balls Award. This week's Kicking the Balls Award, as always, is brought to you by our friends at Riddipoo. For all the doo-doo that you do, there's Riddipoo available at True Value, Taylor's Do It, and other fine local hardware stores. For all your septic needs, there's Riddipoo. Like, you know what? I'd like just to take a moment out to thank our two sponsors this season, as always, season. They've stuck with us through thick and thin. Riddapoo and Dick's Pitch. Thank you.
Dick's
guys.
Pitch. Fantastic sponsors.
Redip at the half. Anyway,
Well, mine is going to Tariq Castro Fields, who like if you're with like a group of guys or you're in PE growing up, you know, gym class, and you're picking like teams and guys, the captains are picking people back and forth. Tariq Castro Fields was the last person to get picked on the team. Well, like probably the second last.
Like for dodgeball?
Yeah, for dodgeball or for you know, something like that.
All right, well, I'm going to give my kick in the balls award to John Bates for dropping more passes.
He dropped two passes in this. What the hey?
It's it. But on the scouting report, or in the report, it says he didn't drop any. I think I'm wrong. I think that's wrong. I think I distinctly remember him dropping passes. And if I'm wrong and spreading BR, he's still getting my kick in the balls because he has that reputation for dropping balls.
Well, he's not a ball catching tight end. He's a blocker.
Blocker.
Well, then why are they sending him out for passes if he can't catch the ball? And well, where's, you know, Logan Thomas?
Teams used to send out like the second tight end for like one or two passes a game.
Yeah. All right, Firefly has an interesting kick in the balls award. He's giving his to Chase Young.
One play. He had one play. He had one play at the very end, the last play of the half, where we were running up the middle for 3 yards or whatever it was, like deep in our own territory, burning the rest of the clock so we could all go into halftime. And he had a tackle. That's all he did.
Dude, as I was watching that game, I was like, there's Chase Young again getting pushed up past the quarterback, even with our crappy offensive line.
Yeah, really. It's not like we didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, he's done at the end of this year, right? I don't think the 49ers are going to bring him back.
No, I don't.
But we'll see. It'll be interesting to see.
Bust!
Yeah, that's going to go on our report. Next week, don't forget, the Ron Rivera report is what we're going to call it.
The Ron Rivera bust report.
Should I actually sit down and prepare for that? I'm going to actually prepare because you guys deserve me to actually do some preparation for once. Preparation H. For once. Preparation H for Preparation Harry Hogg.
Preparation H, Harry Hogg.
Preparation H. For Harry Hawk.
Jen went with Cody Barton, not even David Mayo.
What? Cody Barton got it. The worst starting linebacker in the NFL. Late filling gaps, slow on reads, afraid to take on the fullback in the hole, and was whiffing on tackles. Horrible free agent signing by Rivera and staff.
Just fill in every linebacker we have. Jamin Davis is decent.
Dude, I thought of this, and I wonder if he's even already out the door. Like, maybe he just packed up at Christmas. Have we heard anything whatsoever from Jason Wright since the introductory of Josh Harris at all? Like, remember we'd always have to listen to his annoying, like, I'm a businessman. Speak.
He was trying to distance himself from the whole Snyder stink that he got himself embroiled in when he didn't.
What's he been doing this year?
Printing out resumes. Sending them out.
On Josh Harris. He's like printing die.
I'm DeMarcus Russell. Hello, I'm DeMarcus Russell. I want to try for your NFL team.
Hi, my name is Jason Wright. I was the team, what is his title? Is it team president or something dumb? I'm the phony baloney team president of the Washington Commanders / football team, and I would like a job for your football team. Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Anyway, okay, let's get back to this.
Are you talking about Emmanuel Forbes' next team?
Oh my gosh. That's going to go on the bust list too. Chin in Nova Scotia was Philadelphia Mathis even on the field. It sure didn't feel like he was. Yet another way. Dude, we're talking about that next week. I'm telling you, we're going to have a whole episode of that. And I'm going to watch even more footage because I've already watched footage on Drake May and I've watched footage on Caleb Williams. And now I'm going to watch, and I watched Penix Jr. actually play. I'm going to watch this Daniels guy so that I'll
Did
be
you
well
watch
informed.
Him get injured?
Who, Penix?
Penix Jr.
No, all I saw was his arm strength. I'm not saying that we get him with the third overall pick or the second overall pick. I'm just saying he looked good in that game. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we'll get to see him again in the national championship.
Okay.
On Monday night.
Along with our next head coach.
Yeah, so, maybe.
So, anyway, I will look at that footage, and I actually watched not just like highlights, you know, like with like highlight after highlight. No, I watched some dude's in-depth, like breaking down every play from like multiple games. And I put those links in the chat room in Discord. So I encourage you to go watch those. See what you think.
tinyurl.com/HarryHF.
Chen is
H-A-R-R-Y.
Chen is still giving things out here. The dishonorable mention. The Washington's front four. Allen and Payne, non-existent. And the edge rushers were pathetic. Purdy had all day to throw the football, and the 49ers gashed our front for 184 yards rushing. Yes, I agree. In fact, I felt like the 49ers were basically on cruise control the whole game. Just like, okay, we got a punt. All right, so what? We'll get it next time. It was like no urgency. Just go down and take care of business and win the game. That's all it was.
You're right. There was no urgency on their part. They just methodically extended the lead, and next thing you knew, and extended the lead, and then next thing you knew, like none of their starters were in.
Yep.
Getting ready for the playoffs.
Anyway, should we round this thing out and let these people get on with their beautiful weekend?
Yeah, it's raining here.
Yeah, it's raining here too, but I've got all this work to do for taking down Christmas trees and junk like that, so. All right, dudes. Let me play the music.
How many Christmas trees do you have?
Let me think. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. Five Christmas trees. Think about that. For the number of championships that the Redskins have is how many Christmas trees. So hopefully after next year I'll have 6. Anyway, I'd like to give a shout out to everybody that was in both of the chat rooms. Help me if I forget anyone. Andrew, Bryce Versa, the 2023 Harry Hog Football League Fantasy Football League champion. Chin in Nova Scotia, Firefly, the runner-up to Bryce Versa, the 2023 Harry Hog Football League Fantasy Football League champion. And... let's see who was in the
who's in Discord.
Riles was in YouTube. Kenny Ken in Canada. Samantha Royer, welcome to the podcast. Firefly, if I didn't already say it. I'm just scrolling through the list here. I don't need to have a better way to do that. DJ Cool 4 was in there. I think YFent was in there earlier. CJ17 until he got banned or timed out. Anyway, I think that what is this? I just saw this in here. I'm gonna put it up. Anyway, we'll talk to you guys next week. And next as week, always,
hopefully Ron Rivera will be fired at that point, and everybody else.
If you see a Cowboys fan, joke him anyway.
Joke him.
Bye bye.
Almost didn't want to mention it.
Oh, we suck.
Oh man, one more game.